Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Alaska, a vast remote wilderness twice the size of Texas.
There are dangerous, unpredictable forces at work here.
In one of the most mysterious corners of the globe.
A lot of things can kill you out here without even trying.
This is a place hundreds of times more deadly than the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh my God.
Stories of alien abductions.
I believe it was a UFO.
The paranormal, vanishing airplanes, and strange beasts.
The Alaskan Bigfoot, he can rip you in half.
These accounts are really widespread.
It peeked out of the tree right there.
Have haunted those who dare set foot here. In the last 30 years, 16,000 people have disappeared without a trace.
More people have disappeared than the Bermuda Triangle, 2 to 3 times the amount.
Witnesses tell us their shocking stories.
I was petrified.
And we've gathered some of the world's leading experts in their field.
I'm always after scientific evidence that can be independently corroborated.
To try and unlock the mystery of the Alaska Triangle. Alaska, a mysterious and deadly place where stories of apparitions and the paranormal curse the land. From ghost ships like SS Bayshimo that sailed crewless for over 40 years, to haunted hotels like the Alaskan in Juneau, where guests have jumped 3 stories to escape its hauntings.
He was found in the street, blood covering the walls.
Could the spirits of the Alaska Triangle be conspiring to drive out those who dare visit and those who live there?
Some of these cases are so terrifying that the victims are actually forced to flee from their homes.
Go, 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 go!
Even hardy ghost hunters have been chased off by what they've discovered.
It came on our recorders.
What are these ghosts trying to tell us?
I think it's saying, I want you dead.
I'm shaking a little bit because it's a little spooky.
The deadly forces of the Alaska Triangle will seemingly stop at nothing.
Just devastating.
Sarah!
This was once Sarah Jepson's idyllic cabin. Before, it seems, a violent spirit raised it to the ground, forcing Sarah and her children out of their home.
All the years and hard work I put into this, and this is what's left of it, makes me sad.
Just one of many ghostly encounters from the Alaska Triangle that could have cost a family their lives.
This property just has like this weird vibe, almost like I lived on a vortex.
Sarah's story begins near the town of Sterling in the south of Alaska. Behind the picturesque setting, this area is a hot spot for unwanted spirits, according to Tony Hernandez, a local paranormal investigator.
This area has been
populated and traveled through for thousands of years. Alaska itself, there's so many undisclosed burial grounds from the old Indians.
The swaths of hidden native burial grounds seem to act like a magnet to unwanted spirits.
Do we have a lot of strange and unexplained activity within a certain defined area? Yes, we do. Where this activity is happening is where people live.
In 1999, Sarah Jepson moved to a quaint trapper's cabin in the woods. She was 2 miles from her nearest neighbor.
As soon as I stepped out there, I was like, I gotta have this. I had big plans for it.
Sarah's daughter, Montana, was just 5 years old at the time.
We kind of just played outside a lot.
But girls, we're gonna live?
Kind of live in the mud life.
It was something that said, this is yours. I loved it.
Soon, though, it was clear that Sarah and her children were not welcome here. Could the forces of the Alaska Triangle be at work around her property?
The place was full of carpenter ants all over my property.
They're biting me.
Brush them off. Pick them off. Come here.
They came out of the woodwork. It got really bad. I'd be laying in bed at night and ants would be falling on my face. We started to notice just a lot of bizarre happenings. The light would flicker on and off. Things like my answering machine going off randomly. Just the weirdest things like that.
It seems Alaska could be a breeding ground for paranormal activity. Some experts believe there's more here than anywhere else in the U.S. One reason could be the many native burial grounds drawing unwanted spirits to the area. Sarah discovered her home may have been built on one.
I started walking around my property and I found all these little holes. And then I found holes that look like a gravesite big enough for a body. So I thought maybe I live on an Indian burial ground.
So could it be the ghosts of these ancient burial grounds that were terrorizing Sarah and her family?
We're sorry.
Jeff Richards may have the answer. He's an intuitive and an expert in the paranormal.
Building a home on sacred grounds, on burial lands, that can potentially be problematic. That can be a bad idea because those grounds are protected in the living world, but they're also protected in the spirit world. And those energies might take action against whoever is there.
But now, had the triangle produced a spirit much more malevolent, more terrifying, that was targeting Sarah herself?
I started having a dream that I was digging a hole under my cabin. I probably had about 20 times. Why would I want to dig a hole under my cabin? It never really made sense.
At night, Sarah's dreams of digging kept recurring. Until one evening.
I heard this woman's voice. Like, it happened probably a good 15 times.
Who was this woman speaking to Sarah? Soon, she'd have an answer when she took pictures of her children. One she had processed would shock her to the core.
It was very blurry, but you can see this woman's face and her hair and her head turned looking at me. It's scary to see.
But her daughter, Montana, saw something even more terrifying.
In the photo, there's a hole in her head.
So why was this female spirit targeting Sarah? The strange forces of the Alaska Triangle were coming together to haunt her home. Soon, Sarah would uncover the reason. An act of the utmost evil may have taken place in her cabin. Murder.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Alaska Triangle. Thousands of people have mysteriously gone missing here. Many possibly driven out by dark spirits.
The Alaska Triangle is absolutely riddled with the paranormal. We have more cases of hauntings and possessions than many other places in North America. We have many different types of phenomena that are all manifesting themselves in this space, and none of them are really connected to one another.
The strange forces of the Triangle had violently come together over Sarah Jepson's home near Sterling. A ghostly figure had appeared in her photographs, and she'd had bizarre dreams of digging under her cabin. Sarah realized this was a message that she needed to act on.
I ripped up the main floorboard out of the cabin and started digging that hole.
She was shocked by what she found.
I found up 6 tiara candle holders from the 70s with melted wax in the bottom and a woman's blouse.
But as Sarah dug deeper, she uncovered something even more horrific.
I found almost like finger bone fragments, and I found hair.
Now Sarah was closer to a horrifying truth. Perhaps someone was buried under her home and had returned to haunt it. In an abandoned car on her property, Sarah found another clue to the mystery. A secret diary belonging to a man who once lived in the cabin.
This guy's like personal, like deep thoughts were all in that diary. And the last journal entry in there was about his mistress. She just had had enough and wanted to leave.
After she threatened to leave him, the jealous lover wrote chilling words to his mistress.
He was like, well, if I can't have you, no one can have you.
Sarah came to one terrifying conclusion. The woman, threatened by her lover, was the ghostly voice speaking to her in her dreams.
So nobody else could have her. This guy killed her and buried her underneath my cabin. And that's what she'd been trying to tell me with her whispers in my dreams.
But instead of settling the spirits, Sarah's discovery would unleash something far more sinister.
There was this one time me and my sisters and my mom were all sleeping in the living room.
I got a weird feeling, and I opened my eyes. My 75-pound glass table was levitated in the air about 5 feet. It dropped out of the air.
And it comes like slamming down. You're just like, what's going on?
Let's go.
Petrified, in the dark of night, Sarah fled with her family to her mother's house. But the dark spirit wasn't done with Sarah yet.
All of a sudden, this black mist started rolling underneath the doorway.
Then the evil spirit launched a physical attack.
and I could actually feel something pulling me by my ankles. I felt petrified, like I was dead, but I was alive.
Expert intuitive Jeff Richards has been examining Sarah's case.
I've done over 185 investigations, and I've been attacked physically twice by spirit. It happens in very extreme instances, and when it does happen, it's very worrisome. You know, if a spirit has that type of power, then we have to sort of wonder what else they're capable of.
Sarah finally sought help from two of Alaska's leading paranormal investigators, Neely Lithgow and Tony Hernandez. For years, they've been tackling some of the Alaska Triangle's most terrifying spirits.
What sparked our interest in the case initially was the violent activity that was happening on the property. We had never had a report of this high of violence in a haunting situation.
So Tony and Neely made the 140-mile journey to Sarah's home in Sterling.
The location was the backwoods, you know. And you're driving down the road, and it's spooky. You know, you're spooked. I was spooked a little bit.
Hi, Neely.
Sarah.
Tony. Right off, I know where something's there. You can feel it at that point.
I'm here to help.
I was concerned for Sarah. She was extremely distressed.
Soon after setting up their cameras and audio recorders to capture any evidence, the ghost hunters started picking up readings.
I even get a little tense right now thinking of that activity level that was there.
And then it came on our recorders.
This is a never-before-heard clip of the original recording.
Clear as a bell.
I want you.
But then, a far more menacing warning.
It threatened us. I will get you in time, Tony.
Let's go back outside, guys.
This was where I got unsettled.
It was one of the most intense paranormal activities that I've had.
These were no empty threats either.
Down the end of the hall, I saw the beads just moving on their own like they were dancing. I didn't know if those beads were going to, like, wrap around my head or what was going to happen. And that's when we saw the ball of light.
It was huge. A basketball-sized sphere.
It was the weirdest thing ever.
I wanted to see if it was hot or cold.
And next thing you know, Neely's walking up to it, reaching out her hand to this thing. No! And the thing shot off out the window.
We gathered our equipment and drove home.
We'll be in touch. Okay.
Even after years of ghost hunting, it was an encounter Tony and Neely would never forget.
We've investigated many cases in the state of Alaska. Sarah's case was one of the scariest cases we've ever done.
When Neely and Tony got back to base, they reviewed their evidence. They'd captured one inexplicable image. This is the never-before-seen photograph of what the investigators believe is the apparition.
The type of apparitional photos that we got, the orb floating around. I was definitely scared for Sarah. Something is there and either wanted her to leave or wanted to dominate her in some way.
The investigators listened back to their recordings for any signs of what ghost hunters call electronic voice phenomena. They found one sinister message, and this is the original recording.
Where do bouquets happen? Usually at funerals. Is it referring to the dead, or is it referred to burials on the property?
So could Sarah shed any further light on what the ghost that terrorized her is trying to say? For the first time, she's about to hear Tony and Neely's disturbing recordings.
See, that's super creepy. I mean, it's scary to think that something I can't see wants me. He terrorized me. That really makes me kind of sick to my stomach.
Could this be a message from the mysterious hole Sarah found under her home? Is this evil spirit a former resident who she believes murdered his mistress?
When I ripped up that floor in the cabin, there were fake flowers under there too. It makes me want to look.
Intuitive Jeff Richards is particularly interested in the paranormal spirits of the Alaska Triangle. He's found something no one else had noticed in the recording.
I think it's saying, "I want you dead." Which is even worse. It's a horrific capture.
Could this be a deadly warning from the spirit stalking Sarah? Soon, Sarah would find out when she invited an old friend to stay for a while.
Recently, he had lost his girlfriend, so he had a very empty spot in his soul.
It's so good to see you, Jody.
He came in, and I made him smile and laugh, and he was a good friend of mine.
But it seemed the paranormal presence in Sarah's cabin took hold of her friend.
Within a week, things started changing. He started getting very irritable, very possessive, very controlling. Spouts of anger, hatred, foulness. It's like he almost was possessed.
Soon, the evil spirits taunting Sarah pushed her friend to the edge.
He looks at me.
Sarah!
And then decides to freak out. Something in the house did that to him.
One day, Sarah says these spirits drove her friend to set her cabin ablaze. She came home that evening to find fire raging through her house.
Everything I ever worked for was in that house.
The spirits of the Alaska Triangle had finally succeeded in driving Sarah out of her home.
Put a lot into it. It was a lot.
Homeless and scared, Sarah and her family were forced to flee Alaska altogether. But today, Sarah's bravely going back to her burnt-out cabin.
I hope when I go there that whatever happens for me, I can finally get some closure from the past so I can live for the future.
After all this time, what will Sarah find in her shell of a home? The sight of so much sadness and fear for her and her family.
I gotta go out there. I gotta take care of business. I put it off for a long time.
But Sarah might be in danger here. Whatever raised her cabin to the ground could have something sinister in store for her return.
Oh my God. Wow, this is way worse than I could ever imagine it. I'm actually very nervous about being back here. A lot has happened here, good and bad. Just devastating.
Are the spirits that hounded Sarah out still present?
There's most definitely something still here.
Hey, Sarah.
I'm so sorry, Aww, Sarah. I love you so much.
Love you.
Paranormal detectives Neely Lithgow and Tony Hernandez have also returned to conclude their investigation.
I love you guys.
I'm glad to see you again.
I know. I never thought I'd ever see you again.
Last time they set foot here, the entity made threats to the investigators.
Is it waiting for me somewhere, or us, or, you know, and now we're going back here?
So they are also aware of the danger here.
It being so active the last time we were here, I'm just hoping that, you know, we are going to get evidence. And if we don't pick anything up, that might be a good thing.
It's like a beacon, you know, for negativity, yeah. And then it just feeds all the bad spirits.
Well, I think we should get started.
Tony tries communicating with the spirit.
I'm talking to the spirit that we talked to before. Why are you here? Did you cause the fire here?
There is an entity there on a negative side. Maybe that whole area could be, in a way, cleansed, and so it can heal.
Who are you?
Neely wants to capture any messages from the other side.
Okay, I'm just going to take out some digital recorders to try to pick up electronic voice phenomenon.
Will the spirit speak to them once again?
This would have been the bedroom, right here. And this was a very active area.
Tony scans for any electromagnetic fields. A spike means a ghostly presence. He's drawn towards the hole that Sarah dug beneath her cabin, as she was told to do in a dream.
Oh, I did get a spike here. Whoa. I did get a spike in this area here. I know Sarah had shut off all the power out here, so for there to be a spike is very unusual.
Here, Sarah thought she'd uncovered the grave of a woman murdered by her jealous lover. In a diary she found nearby, a former resident of the cabin left a chilling message.
He killed her so nobody else could have her, buried her underneath my cabin, and that's what she'd been trying to tell me.
Could the spirit be the murderer, preventing his dark secret from getting out? Or could it be his innocent victim?
Yeah, I did get a spike right here. Oh, there's some kind of electromagnetic field right here. I think we need to start digging here right away. I think that's the next step. See what we find.
This may be the only way to find answers. Sarah plans to dig deeper.
I'm really hoping I could actually set this woman free that's been trying to tell me to listen to her. Because I would hate to be that woman that was just forgotten about, buried, forgotten about, and she needs closure just as much as the rest of us do. I wouldn't want to be stuck underneath of a cabin with nobody caring.
It's not long before Sarah has struck on something.
Like, what would a tarp be doing underneath? Oh, and it smells bad.
Could something sinister be wrapped in this tarp? But it's frozen in the subsoil. Sarah can't break it free.
I've dug down so far where I'm hitting frost. I'm hitting ice.
To go deeper, Sarah will have to wait until the ground thaws in spring. But there could be more clues in one of the abandoned cars left here.
We did pick up another EVP on the property that told Tony and I to check the vehicle plates.
Found another car here, so I'm curious if there is a plate on this car. I'm not seeing one. Doesn't look like it. Maybe we got something in here. Here we go. Found a newspaper with a date. Sunday, May 7th, 1978.
It turns out this could be a message for Sarah.
May 7th's my birthday, but I was born in 76.
I'm shaking a little bit because it's a little spooky. May 7th. It's Sarah's birthday. It's not the right year, but for it to be the same day, it warrants more investigation, definitely. It was almost like it was placed there for us.
So what does the placing of this clue mean? Expert intuitive Jeff Richards has been looking at the evidence.
The drive for the spirit, it does appear, was to take everything that Sarah loved away from her. And they succeeded in a way. I think the fact that somebody was compelled to burn down this cabin, that's pretty terrifying.
With the EMF readings, I think we can say that there is still something here.
Well, I find it ironic with the date of Sarah's birthday on it. That right there is telling us that actually something is working right in the works here still.
I definitely believe there's something more spiritual here than any of us could even fathom. It's deeper than what we know.
The quest for the truth behind Sarah's case goes on. As Neely and Tony's investigation continues, there's perhaps more to uncover in one of the most infamous hauntings in Alaska.
It's done nothing but bring me grief and heartache. That's how extreme the paranormal and the haunting activity has been there. Maybe I can move on and maybe have some sort of normal life, whatever that might be.
But evil spirits aren't the only dark forces threatening the lives of Alaskans. The Triangle has over 500,000 square miles of terrain, with much of it uninhabited. This is a place where the strange and paranormal appear as everyday occurrences. But stories passed down by native Alaskans speak of something more sinister lurking deep in the Triangle. Giants.
If the public knew that these creatures existed, I think it would go against everything they believe.
Giants are so huge and muscular that they could literally rip you limb from limb.
They would have been menacing with their appearance. They had reddish hair, and they were very frightening to encounter.
We have about 1,500 accounts of giant skeletons found. One of the theories is that tribes of giants still exist. They're still hunting humans today.
Stretching back to biblical times, stories of giants, such as the battle between David and Goliath, have long sparked the imagination. But many of the legends about these colossal creatures are found here in Alaska. According to native Alaskans like Kidu Viduak Lichard.
Giants and humans have never really coexisted peacefully together. According to the native stories, they're very dangerous. Anywhere from 12 to 20 feet tall. They ate people, they hunted people, and they thought of us as food.
One particular legend has been passed down by Kidu Viduak's forefathers as a warning of the danger of giants here.
There's a place in Alaska called the Headless Valley. According to the native people, there was a tribe of giants and they were not to be messed with. When people went there to explore, they'd often find decapitated bodies. Giants are violent if you enter their territory. But people didn't listen until enough people went missing. So there's places where we're not supposed to go.
But tales of giants here are not mere folklore. During the early 20th century gold rush, a discovery was made near Atlin in the southeast corner of the Alaska Triangle that would make news headlines across the USA. Researcher Johnny Enoch has uncovered a press report from November 18, 1900, showing startling scientific evidence of giants in Alaska.
I found this article from the 1900s that says, "Skeletons of Giants in Alaska. Ancient cemetery uncovered in the Atlin Gold District." This is incredible because this really lends credibility to the stories we've heard from Native American traditions about giants.
After digging at the Yellow Jacket Mine in Atlin, a gold prospector, James L. Perkinson, made a find beyond anything he ever expected.
Five skeletons, nearly complete, were exhumed, and each is the set of bones that belonged to a giant. One of the skeletons measures over 7 feet in length, so the man must have been considerably over that height, and the men were of gigantic frame.
The forearms of these monsters were described as enormous, and they were armed and dangerous too, with 3-foot wooden spears found alongside their bodies. For Johnny Enoch, this is evidence that giants existed in Alaska.
Could this be verifiable proof that at one time, those ancient lands of Alaska were inhabited by giants?
But giants investigator Hugh Newman suspects the true number of giants in the Alaska Triangle has been covered up by the scientific establishment. In 1936, on the Aleutian Islands in the southwest corner of the triangle, a giant skull was found, measuring nearly twice the size of a human's. However, there's little in the history books about this groundbreaking discovery.
It was found on Kagamil Island, and it was so large that it was claimed that it would have held the largest brain ever discovered in the Western Hemisphere. And what's really interesting is that it was discovered by the head of the Smithsonian Institution, Alois Hedlicka.
But the well-respected anthropologist Hedlicka had previously questioned the existence of giants.
He had declared publicly to the world all the giant discoveries that have been found over the last 50 to 70 years were hoaxes and so forth.
Hugh Newman has uncovered evidence that the giant skull was registered with America's National Smithsonian Museum, but he cannot trace what has happened to it.
We even have the accession card as well, proving that it was discovered, proving that it was given to the Smithsonian, proving that it really existed. So that in itself is really intriguing in its own right.
4 years later, in 1940, on the Aleutian island of Shemya, more giant skulls and leg bones were discovered. They were found during excavation work by the military for World War II.
They were building some airstrips to help with the war effort. People there discovered giant skeletons. And some of the skulls were at least 2 or 3 times the size of an average human skull. Completely blew them away. And there were many of them, not just one. And so this really opened up a whole possibility that there could be a reality to these giants in Alaska.
This evidence was later revealed to the world-famous biologist Ivan Sanderson when 2 servicemen who found the bones wrote to him about their important discovery. But when Sanderson tried to trace these giant artifacts, the U.S. authorities had no record of them. The bones, it seemed, had been collected by academics, then mysteriously disappeared.
They were never to be heard of again. And so the problem is that we've got this massive cover-up, almost like a conspiracy, to not bring giants into the historical timeline.
So could scientists and the U.S. authorities be hiding the existence of giants in Alaska? Could this superhuman race one day reappear in these lands? Cryptozoologist Lance Hightower has been investigating the stories of giants here.
At this point, we know that thousands of people have gone missing without a trace, never to be found again. But who's to say that people couldn't go missing because of giants? And just because we haven't seen them doesn't mean they don't exist.
What is certain is that the numerous legends of these monsters cannot be ignored. If there's one place on the planet where such creatures could exist, it could only be in a land as strange as this. In the deadly and treacherous Alaska Triangle.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.